Hi, hello, and welcome to Checkpoint by Finance Middle East. I'm Niveda Dainan, and today I'm joined by Christoph Koster, CEO of Rhea, and we're going to be talking about blending innovative technology with the core principles of Islamic finance. Thank you for joining us, Christoph. How are you doing this morning?
Oh, great. Thank you very much. Really happy to be here and excited to be contributing to your new podcast series.
Great. Thank you very much. So let's jump right in. Could you elaborate on Rhea's unique approach to blending innovative technology with core principles of Islamic finance and how this sets apart from traditional and digital-only banks in the UAE market?
Sure. So a question that I always get asked is, why does the UAE need a 53rd bank, right? There's 52 others already. And I think the answer to that is that we are a unique blend of a digital-first Islamic community bank, right? It's those three factors that are our core pillars. And what that means is, as a digital-first bank, we have the agility and the convenience of a digital bank, right? We've built this experience from the ground up, and it's digital-first and 100% mobile, what you would expect from a digital bank. But we're digital-first, not digital-only. And that means that we have that added element of our community centers, where we add face-to-face engagements with our customers, with our community, where we can meet people. And then as a second element is that we're offering products and services and everything that we do according to ethical Islamic principles. And what that means is, so everything that, all the products that we're designing and everything that we do is built around the principles of the Islamic economy and Islamic finance, of distributed ownership and economic welfare and social justice and profit sharing and risk sharing and transparency. So, and that goes across our brand promise, to the products and services that we design, to the way we treat our customers and the way we treat our colleagues as friends, right? And lastly, being a community bank, and that is one of the most unique aspects in the UAE, it means that we're inclusive for the entire community. We are open to everyone across the community. We have no minimum balance, no minimum fees, no hidden fees. So everyone and everybody across genders and nationalities and ages and religions can open an account with us. And we're welcoming everybody.
That's a very interesting blend. And as Islamic finance industry continues to grow globally, what opportunities does Rhea see for expansion and innovation within the UAE's Islamic banking sector? And not just UAE, actually, in the region itself, because it's growing. What do you have to say about that?
Well, as you said, there is a tremendous growth opportunity, right? The global demand for ethical and transparent Islamic finance and Islamic banking solutions is forecast to reach about 25 trillion dirhams by 2027. So that's the global Islamic finance industry. And today in the UAE already, every fourth dirham is held by an Islamic bank or an Islamic window. So there's one in four dirhams, or 23% of the banking assets today, are with Islamic banks. And what we see is that Islamic banking grows faster than conventional banking. And that for us is a testament to the fact that people are demanding more transparent, ethical banking solutions. And that is based and rooted in an overall trend to ethical consumerism, not just among Gen Zs and Gen Xs, but also older generations seek the need for being treated as friends, being treated with proactive transparency. And that's what we stand for. In terms of innovation potential, and that's one thing that you've touched upon, we believe that Islamic banking, specifically in the country, is capitalizing even more from digital innovation than conventional banks. What we're doing, for instance, we're leveraging advanced technology and partnerships with fintechs to bring our customers really innovative solutions and digital innovative solutions, and things that are only possible now because of the digital innovation that we have out there. So, for example, we are using AI, which is a buzzword at the moment. I do admit that, but I've spent a couple of years in artificial intelligence as well, specifically in the UAE. And what we're doing, for instance, as an example, as one use case right now, is using AI to do alternative credit assessment for customers. Because a lot of our customers and people across the community struggle because of a lack of transparency on their credit assessment. Smaller SMEs, freelancers, micro entrepreneurs, but also laborers and housemaids and domestic workers and drivers, all of these members of society and our communities in the UAE don't necessarily have a credit score. And not necessarily every large established bank out there wants to have these customers as customers. So what we're using advanced technology to build alternative credit scoring for these customers to be able to serve them in the future. So that's just one example. The other example is that we are able to build Sharia compliance right into our products and services through our digital journeys. What that means is oftentimes what Islamic banks do in the country and in fact around the world is to make sure that all of their products and the transaction structures and the underlying contracts and the sequence of those adheres to Sharia principles. What we can do, but that is obviously prone to human errors. Every time a human is involved, there is potential for manual errors that are being oversights that could happen. So what we can do is with our platform, we can build this assurance right into the process and into that transaction structure so that there is no potential for error. And in terms of expansion areas across the UAE, we, as I said, we're committed to our community. So we will expand in our target communities. We'll drive financial literacy and financial education, because that is one area where a lot of members of society and our communities in the UAE are struggling with. Many people overextend themselves, in sometimes inadvertently, because they don't necessarily understand the fine print. So we are spending a lot of time and effort on bringing financial education and financial literacy across the communities. We will continue to focus on underserved segments, as I said, small SMEs, micro, freelancers, entrepreneurs that are not necessarily being well served in today's banking market. So that is really the area where we are focusing on and where we are expanding into. One particular area that also the UAE government and the central bank and the higher Sharia authority specifically wants us to expand into is sustainable finance, especially for Islamic banks. And that is an incredibly important and exciting area for us. You take COP28 that has happened here last year, plus a global trend towards more socially responsible and sustainable consumerism. And then you combine that with the ability for us to finance sustainable and green projects. So that is an area that we will look into in the future and drive a lot more engagement in.
Exciting time. So talk to me about Roya's app and how will it complement the services offered through community centers?
Right. So I'm super excited to talk about our app because this is something that we really built from the ground up and designed from the ground up. And why that is important is because when you look at digital transformation today or digitization that many of the incumbent banks are going through, it's almost like putting lipstick on a goat, right? Just because you take a piece of paper and make it a PDF and have your customers sign it on their laptop, it's still a form and a piece of paper, right? So it's now a prettier goat and maybe a faster goat, but it's still a goat, right? What we were fortunate enough to do is to be a camel straight from day one, right? A race camel, I might say. And we were able to build these customer journeys from the ground up without any legacy systems, without any hurdles around existing infrastructure. So we were able to build this cloud native, mobile first, and the way it's supposed to be. And we can build things into the app that others are potentially struggling with, like mobile check deposit, one of my passionate projects, that you still have to bring that physical check to your bank today or deposit it in a CDM. And with our app, you just basically, you take a picture of it, you send it across to us, and within minutes, that amount is credited to your account and you can use it straight away without having to wait for that physical check to go back and then to actually be processed by the bank. So we can do things like instant account opening with UAE Pass. I think the UAE government has done a tremendous job over the past couple of years driving the adoption and the evolution of UAE Pass. And that for us today is the universal identification solution and platform. So you open an account with us through UAE Pass without the need for your physical Emirates ID, no passport, no utility bill, no salary transfer certificate, no whatever other banks come up that they need for you to be able to open an account. And you can do this while you are riding an elevator, while you wait in line at the supermarket, while you might be going to the bathroom. You can open an account literally anywhere and everywhere, and it just goes straight through. And you can also, you have all of your debit cards virtually available in the app. And when you look at the UAE's payments market today, you already have about 75 to 80% cashless transactions. So the only reason why people still have to carry around plastic with them is for cash withdrawals and very rare occasions where your Apple Pay or your Google Pay or your Samsung Pay contactless payment is not accepted in any of the places where you pay. So if we are then able to go to cardless cash withdrawals across all of the ATM network in the UAE, and that is something that the central bank is driving, their open finance regulation that has recently been introduced, then we can do away with plastic altogether. And you can just have your virtual card that you currently already have today in the Roya app. And more things that are that I'm very excited about are things that we can only do through our app, like opening a kids account. So you can open your kids savings account today. You can give your kids a debit card to that account. You can manage the limits on your own Roya app. So this instills early savings behaviors and financial literacy education right from a young age. And those are things that, again, we can do through the app, that because of the fact that we were allowed and fortunate enough to build it from the ground up. Obviously, we have all of the security built in. There's a robust cloud infrastructure with all the cybersecurity measures that are in place to make sure that our customers are safe and sound and that their money is safe and sound.
That's very interesting. But what piques my interest here is you're the digital first bank, right? What's the purpose of community centers?
So we set out in the beginning to say and build this as a digital first bank, not a digital only bank. I believe that added element of community centers gives us the ability to connect with our customers, partners, and members of the community in a more personal and intimate way. I think digital-only banks, and there are many, many that have come up across the world and also in the UAE, while they are offering a beautiful experience, if something does go wrong, and things do go wrong from time to time, or if you actually just want to talk to someone, if you have a question, if you want to do that is anything out of the ordinary, you still want to have a place where you can go to and speak to real human beings, right? And I think with the advent of generative AI and virtual assistants, and AI is going to be anywhere and everywhere. But as humans, we are social herd animals, right? We crave human connection. And digital interaction does not give you that human connection. So I believe that our community centers are a way for us to offer that place where people can come and connect with us, connect with others, where we can give specialized financial advice, where we can run financial literacy workshops, where we can just have a coffee morning, where we offer a place for freelancers to come in and just spend the day there. We have free Wi-Fi and we have free coffee, so people can just come in and sit with us. And we've designed these community centers in a very open and welcoming way to really make sure that people feel welcome in there. So this is not your typical bank branch where you come in and you take a ticket and sit down and then someone yells the number and you go up and then you sign a piece of paper and you come out again. So this is really the place where you do everything that go above and beyond your day-to-day transactions through the mobile banking app. So I think that gives you the ability to just come in and also talk to a human being, because you get very anxious when things go wrong with your money, right? And I personally had this experience in the past where I have accounts with many, many banks in the UAE. One of them all of a sudden was showing me zero balance one day. And I got very nervous about this, right? And I was trying to call the call center, nobody would pick up. And then I sent them a WhatsApp, and then they said they're going to call me back. And then it took a while. And luckily, I know the CEO of the bank, and I could call him. It's like, dude, right? Can you look into my case and look at what's happened here? And it was solved within 5 minutes, and it was not a big deal. But 99.99999% of banking customers in the UAE don't have the ability to just pick up the phone and call the CEO of the bank. So these community centers give us the ability to still have that human element where we can connect with people and where people can come and say, I have a problem and I need this solved, right? And there's someone there smiling at them, an actual human being and not a Gen AI assistant, that can solve that problem for them.
So let's talk about your strategies for expansion. It's a very promising opportunity here in the region. The bank's idea sounds brilliant. You guys have just got the approval from the CBUA. What are your plans?
Well, look, we see obviously the UAE as our main market and our main playground for expansion, right? As you said earlier, and as we were quoted, we were licensed by the central bank as a specialized bank, and we have a very strong capital base that far exceeds the minimum capital requirement, and we're going to use that capital base really as a catalyst for our expansion and customer attraction. And those expansion spaces really are focusing on those underserved segments like micro and small SMEs and freelancers and entrepreneurs and every member of society, from individuals, families, young professionals and entrepreneurs. And we're going to leverage technology to bring those customers innovative solutions that align with their values. And that's really what we're standing for, that our values align with our customers' values, and we treat our customers as friends, right? And there are things that you wouldn't be doing to a friend that sometimes people and businesses of all color and sector are doing to each other in the market. And we go so far as to where we say we are proactively transparent. And what I mean by that is we have our schedule of fees and charges on a 3-meter high video wall in our community centers in letters that are like almost like 3 centimeters tall. So we have nothing to hide, and we want to treat our customers fair, proactively transparent, and responsible. And we want to make sure that we design products and services that help our customers make financially responsible decisions. And what I mean by that is an installment plan on a credit card that gets a customer inadvertently into unnecessary debt is not something that I believe is financially responsible. And those are the things where we tell our customers, hey, look out for this. And did you know that if you don't pay back your card outstanding in time, you're going to be hit with extortionate high interest rates? Yeah, or in our case, as an Islamic bank, with profit rates. So we want to make sure that we, A, educate our customers about what makes financially responsible decisions so that they have the ability to live within their means, to save and build up economic welfare over time. But on the other hand, I think we as a bank and as an industry as a whole have a responsibility towards our customers to give them the tools to make financially responsible decisions and not tell them, oh, you know what? You're going to get 4% on a savings account. But then when you look really deep on page 3 in the key fact statement in font size 6, you then find, oh, that interest rate that they advertised actually only applies to ranges between 50,000 dirhams and 100,000 dirhams. And everything over that all of a sudden drops down to a very, very low interest rate. And everything below that all of a sudden drops to a very, very low interest rate. So look, these are not things that are illegal, but are they right? Are they moral? Are they ethical? Are they responsible? I'm not sure. That's for others to answer. But what we say, what we're doing is, you see what you get and you get what you see, right? And we are proactively transparent. And I think that hope and what we believe in is going to be appealing to customers, where they say, look, I align with your values and your way of doing things. And that's why I trust you. And that's why I'm going to keep my money with you. And that's really our strategy to expand in the market. Obviously, we're going to expand on our physical presence and on our digital presence to really cover the entire market. So we always say we are a UAE-wide bank that is headquartered in Ajman. And Ajman is a beautiful place, and we have a beautiful community center there. And we invite everyone to come over, have a coffee with us. And naturally, so in the beginning, our physical activities and community activities will concentrate around Ajman and Northern Emirates. And then going forward, we will expand into other Emirates as well. But today, we invite everyone across all Emirates to open an account with us.
That's great, Christoph. Thank you so much. That was very insightful. And thank you very much for joining us.
Yeah, it's been my pleasure. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. For more such stories, head to financemiddleeast.com and make sure you check back next week for another exciting podcast.